Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Price City Council member Amy Knott Jesperson, and we're going to talk about a lot of things going on right now within Price City. First off, Amy, a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's something I'm looking forward to. We got a lot on the agenda. First off, let's talk about what's up and coming on Saturday, because we have the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and then, of course, we have the breakfast that goes along with it. I think it's kind of a tradition within Price City. A lot of people look forward to it.
Yeah, the Humane Society is sponsoring the breakfast Saturday morning from 9 to 11, and that's held in the fire station, so it's kind of fun. It's a kind of fun venue for a breakfast. It's green eggs and ham, so it's playing off the St. Patrick's Day green theme. So that's a lot of fun, and it's an annual event. And then at noon is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and hopefully we'll have some good weather for that.
Crossing our fingers. I think right now it's supposed to be partly cloudy, but I think earlier in the week we were talking maybe snow on Saturday. You never know, right?
Yeah, this weekend is always kind of sketchy every single year.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a fun parade, and it's just fun and whimsical, and, you know, St. Patrick's Day Parade is just a fun holiday to celebrate.
Yeah, it's kind of like an introduction to spring. We're past winter, right, when the St. Patrick's Day Parade rolls around. So that's going to be this Saturday. Again, you got all the events going down from the parade to the breakfast, and you can find all that information at castlecountryradio.com. And again, I want to mention this right now, your guys' website as well, priceutah.net, and also the Facebook page. Just look for Price City. I mean, you guys have these events there as well, correct?
Yeah, we try to keep those updated on our website and on Facebook. We're currently working on redoing our website and making it more up-to-date and more 21st century, and so that's a huge project that we're undergoing right now. But definitely on our Facebook page, we try to keep that updated with everything that's going on. So, you know, that's a source of information for a lot of people, so I want to refer people to our Facebook page.
Let's move ahead. If we were to get past this weekend and into the spring, let's start talking about International Days. I know people are saying, well, that's like 4 months away. It'll be here before you know it. And again, it's not something that you can throw together at the last moment. You guys are pretty deep in the planning already, right?
Right. There are a lot of moving wheels that happen to make International Days successful. We've got a lot of people working and doing their thing behind the scenes, and they pull off every single year a fabulous International Days. So what we're looking for now are sponsorships, and we've got booths that we can rent to individuals, to organizations, to businesses. You know, we always have the food vendors. We have vendors that are pretty regular at each International Days. What we'd like to do differently this year is maybe get some more local vendors, some of our local businesses to have booths at our International Days.
And again, that's going to be at the end of July. Do we have the days on those yet?
It's usually the last weekend, okay. Like the 28th, 29th.
Last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it'll be here before you know it, though. There's definitely no doubt about that. And it's just more of the fun activities that we have planned in Price City. Outside of the fun stuff, let's talk about stuff that definitely has consequences every day for us, road construction, because there is definitely a lot of road construction right now within the city limits.
Yeah, anybody who drives through Price City knows that we've got some roads that are kind of challenging, and we would love to have every single road beautifully repaved, but we kind of work on one project at a time, make sure that we've got the funding for that. And so some of the projects that we're currently working on are the 4th South Viaduct, the Meads Wash reconstruction, and that impacts a lot of people. That road is currently closed. So we hope to have that open in about a month. If you drive by, you'll see that the culvert, the pipe, is probably twice or three times as big as it was to handle any kind of flooding that might come through. I would be remiss if anything was able to clog or back up that drainage. So that's an interesting project, and that should be done in the next 30 days. We've got, after that, the 1st South between 300 East and 700 East will be dug up, the utilities will be upgraded, and then the road will be closed up and repaved. So that'll be a really nice road. Right now, it's in horrible condition. Anybody who drives on 1st South can attest to that. And then an update on our 8th North project. We did a lot of flood control and redoing of that whole section, and there's some patching that's been done on that road. So those will be starting to be repaved in the next month. As soon as the batch plant opens, we'll get those repaved so that 8th North will be a nice, smooth, repaved road.
it may be challenging while it's going on, but it's always worth it when you guys finish up the road construction, as you mentioned. You want every Absolutely. Road looking beautiful, and I mean, it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, and nobody likes to have their alignment on their cars messed up right. from bumpy roads and stuff, right. so it'll be good. So bear with us during the construction, but, you know, the end result will be really nice.
Again, we're being joined right now in the studio by Amy Knott Jesperson of the Price City Council. Let's move on and talk about a big topic that I know garnered a lot of interest from people here in the community. You guys were recently granted a loan from the CIB and also a grant that's going to help improve the baseball field at Carbon High School. I mean, the high school has not used that baseball field in quite some time. They've played all their home games in Helper, but that should change here relatively soon with this news that broke earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, so this is a huge project. This is a huge success for this partnership between Price City and the Carbon School District. Our high school baseball team has been playing on the Helper Field, which is a fabulous field.
Sure. Yeah.
We'd like to have something a little closer to home. So not only will it provide a place for our high school baseball team to play, it will also expand our possibilities to get tournaments into Price. And, you know, baseball is a huge sport in Carbon County and Price. We've got a lot of talented athletes, anywhere from, like, you know, little kids, little boys, little girls even play up through high school. And a lot of them go on to college play, too. And, you know, Jordan, you being the sports expert, you know about all about this. So it's a $3.1 million loan slash grant. It's a 1% interest on the loan part to be paid over 30 years. So Price City and the school district have partnered for this. We think it'll be a great success. It'll be a great addition to the complexes that we already have and will allow us to get bigger tournaments in here. What that does is it gives a little boost to our economy, which we all know we're in need of. It increases our sales tax because families are coming in from all over the place to play at tournaments. So there's traveling, there's gas, there's food while they're here, there's lodging, and all of that affects our economy.
Rightfully so, a lot of people are excited about this, I know. What's the time frame on it? And I know there's a full press release that's been put out, and you can find that at castlecountryradio.com, but at the same time, for someone who hasn't made it that far yet, what are we looking at time frame-wise?
You know, we go back to the CIB in June to get the funding, so it'll start after that. I don't have the details on exactly the time frame, but I would think maybe a year. And the press release that has come out might have a little more information on that.
Sure. Yeah, Amy, if we step away from the baseball talk, what else do we have happening in Price that we haven't yet mentioned that you would like to get out there?
We've been trying to get our auditorium more used at the City Hall. So we've got this fabulous auditorium. It's got amazing acoustics. We had, just last week, the Timpanogos Orchestra came down, and they are a community group from, like, Linden, Orem, just the Utah County area. They were fabulous. If you missed it, you really missed out. The acoustics in this place are amazing. It's just a really classical auditorium that we need to utilize more often. And we certainly invited the Timpanogos Orchestra to come back anytime. They loved our auditorium. They said Utah County doesn't have anything even close to as nice as this auditorium is. They loved it. The audience was so impressed. So we hope to get more events like that, more cultural opportunities for our citizens in that respect.
Is that Star Wars characters down here too,
right? Oh, yeah,
right?
It was so awesome.
I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
And I'm not sure where they came from, because I don't think the orchestra brought them.
Moab.
The orchestra. Oh, they did?
They came from Moab.
Yeah, because
yeah.
the orchestra didn't know they were going to be there. But it was yeah. a great addition. There were photo ops with the characters.
Yeah.
And the music was fabulous.
Yeah, it was a great night. Definitely was. Amy, anything else before I let you go?
You know, last night we recognized two of our Price City police officers, Officer Salyer and Officer Parker, for saving the life of one of our local residents, Steve Bridge. And they were given a commendation by Chief Droltz. And it was just an amazing story. It's a testament to how quickly our officers were able to get on the scene. They saved this man's life by performing CPR and using a defibrillator on him. And without these two officers, this man would not have made it to the hospital. And, you know, we commend their efforts and their, and, you know, and it's not just them, it's our fabulous Price City Police Department. So we're very proud of them, very glad to have such a strong police department in our midst.
No doubt. Well, Amy, it's a pleasure to get you in and talk a little bit about what's happening within Price City. Thank you very much for stopping by, and hopefully we do it again soon.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.